What do these things have in common? An Idaho gold mine, a proposed wind farm in central Washington, and a new hotel in Portland, and the replacement floating bridge across Lake Washington. Well, they're all investment vehicles for well-to-do families seeking U.S. green cards. Under U.S. immigration law, wealthy foreigners can get a green card by investing at least $500,000 to create at least 10 jobs here. In the Northwest, an increasingly diverse range of projects are competing for such foreign investment. Correspondent Tom Bonsi has this story.
Canadian Jordan Gagné and his wife had a problem a few years ago. They needed to relocate to a drier desert climate, something like Arizona.
My wife had has a rheumatoid arthritis condition, and being from Vancouver, Canada, I'm not sure you could pick a worse climate for her condition.
At first glance, the prospects for permanently relocating south of the border looked daunting.
Being a self-employed wealth manager and a teacher, you know, those are kind of two occupations that are not on the top 10, lists of visas being given to foreigners to come down to the U.S.
But then Gagné discovered a shortcut, the immigrant investor visa. He and a bunch of other foreign investors chipped in $500,000 each to build an assisted living complex outside Bellingham. Gagné got credit for creating lots of construction jobs in the midst of the recent recession, and the whole family received green cards. Bellingham immigration lawyer David Anderson orchestrated the deal. He's made a business out of bringing together senior housing developers who need low-cost capital and prospective immigrants with money.
If you have a solid investment and there may be a benefit which exceeds mere return, such as the ability to move your family to America, then an investor may consider a lower return than, for example, a bank.
Anderson was a pioneer in a field he says is now experiencing amazing proliferation and growth. He's risen to president of the industry association. The matchmaking companies are officially known as EB-5 regional centers, so named for the relevant provision of U.S. immigration law. In the early going, these investment centers stuck to straightforward real estate deals. But now the options for wealthy would-be immigrants are much more diverse. Well over 200 immigrant investors from China are financing the revival of 100-year-old gold mines in southwest Idaho. In a marketing video, the former VP of Gold Hill Reclamation and Mining, Ryan McDermott, described how his Boise-based company reprocesses leftover ore and mine tailings.
So each one of those scoops is probably 2 tons of material. 2.5 tons of material, there's an ounce of gold in there.
$1,300 right there.
Here's another Northwest project paving the way to U.S. citizenship for Chinese investors, the new floating bridge between Seattle and its east side suburbs. But investing in highway construction bonds turned out bumpy at first. There were unexplained delays at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. There was conflict with the state treasurer and bond underwriters. Angry Chinese investors demanded refunds. Mike Maddox and his firm Access the USA organized this deal. He says now that the kinks have been worked out, offering municipal bonds could be a game changer.
If the underwriting is in place, the relationship is in place, if it's done correctly, it will be very successful. And as far as marketing, this is what the market wants.
The owner of a different immigration and economic development firm based in Linwood, Washington, thinks there's also a market for wind power investors. The firm invited well-off Koreans to back a proposed wind farm in central Washington's Kittitas County. But nearby landowner Harland Radomski fears a wind farm next door will reduce the value of his horse and cattle ranch. And that's not all.
What upsets me is also just the plain fact that to realize we have all of this controversy going over immigration and the borders of Mexico and all of that issues that are before the Congress and the Senate and so on. Mm-hmm. And now we find out, unbeknownst, that if you're a rich foreigner, you can buy your way to citizenship.
The wind project developers declined multiple requests to give their side of the story. Attorney David Anderson, whom we met earlier, says it's true this visa program accounts for only a small fraction of direct foreign investment. Even so,
in creating jobs in your neighborhood and in our state, the unemployment rate goes down and we have more taxpayers, and therefore we can have more services. In other words, we have economic development.
The Immigrant Investor Program has an annual cap of 10,000 visas. It's never come close to that number before, but the Regional Center Industry Group predicts investor visa applications could hit the cap in 2014. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.